October 3. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, 1 Peter 2:5. We are the material, lively stones with which the Lord builds His dwelling place. The day we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, His life is poured into us. Our Lord Himself says, "Whosoever believeth on Me hath everlasting life." We are called lively stones because we have everlasting life. We are called stones because God uses us as the building material of His spiritual house. Unless one has everlasting life, he has no right to be called a Christian, nor can he become a part of God's house. Not only does God want us to build Him His dwelling place, but He also wants us to be that dwelling place. Just as human beings long to have a home where they can live, and love and be loved freely, so also God longs for a spiritual home, where He can live and be loved by us. God is love. Love is God's main characteristic, and it is everlasting, universal, sacrificial, unchanging and beyond our human understanding. Is it not wonderful that He should want us to build Him and to be built by Him as His everlasting habitation? When stones are used in the building of a house, first they must be quarried from the rock bed, then chiseled to fit in with each other and for the right purpose. The Lord also has to quarry us and chisel us so that we fit into the main pattern. If we learn to submit to His loving chiseling, we shall be able to live in harmony with other lively stones. Many believers find it hard to live peacefully with other believers. They can live peacefully and be happy by themselves in their secluded corner. But they find it difficult to get on with others and quarrel for the least thing. When we live in harmony with other believers, we are in a better position to understand God's plan for His house and our labor becomes more fruitful.